A giant drill rig operated by Royal Dutch Shell undocked yesterday morning from Terminal 5 in Seattle. SKUCB's Emily Schwing reports the Transocean Polar Pioneer is headed for Dutch Harbor, where it will dock until the company is ready to head to the Bering and Chukchi Seas to explore for oil later this summer.
The trip from Seattle to Dutch Harbor is expected to take 12 days. In an email, Shell spokeswoman Megan Baldino wrote that the oil giant, quote, remains committed to operating in a safe, environmentally responsible manner, unquote, and that the company looks forward to exploring its Chukchi leases in the weeks ahead. According to the Coast Guard, 24 arrests were made as tugboats moved the Polar Pioneer out of port. A group of so-called kayaktivists formed a blockade in an attempt to stop the rig from departing Seattle, where it's been docked for the last month. As the Polar Pioneer pulled out of Seattle, officials from the city of Onalaska met with Shell's marine operations team. According to Mayor Shirley Marquardt, staff from the Department of Ports and Harbors, as well as marine pilots, members of the Onalaska Police Department, and the city manager were in attendance. Shell representatives have said they're trying to be transparent about their plans this summer. Mayor Marquardt says the company's been proactive about working with the local community.
No question. And certainly it has been with, again, this work group, the wind of the people that they really needed to, who really need to know how they're going to operate, which is the port and the pilots and the Coast Guard, you know, and the police and, you know, the city structure.
25 support vessels are expected to arrive in Dutch Harbor in the next 2 weeks, along with supplies and personnel. Monday's meeting was the third Shell has hosted to brief local officials on their plans. In Onalaska, I'm Emily Schwing.